Welcome, everyone, to the Trophy Room Post Show. I am your host, Joseph. Alongside me, the greatest co-host, whoever is, whoever will be, Mr. Kyle Stevenson. How are you, sir?
I feel better after getting all that off our shoulders.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, the battle is not over. The war is not over. Because we got a... Next step is making sure this shit never happens again, and it's a gargantuan task, but... Yeah. First steps are out there. I feel good about where we're at. I feel good about where we set the community's expectations or for where we stand. And I don't think anyone, after hearing that, will get us twisted about what we're really for. If you find a way to twist that, you are a psychopath. I don't understand how that could happen.
Yeah. That was a nice one. And I honestly, again, like, we have to hold our communities accountable. We have to make sure that we say no toxicity right out the fucking door. Like, you get that shit somewhere else, not here. And it's great for when I get passionate about that, which, like, we were talking right before the post show of, like, I definitely blacked out of, like, just pure anger because seeing the amount of list tweets that, you know, Kaylee, that's how you pronounce her name?
I think it's Kaylee Callie. I'm not entirely sure.
But, like, seeing the amount of hatred and vitriol she was getting, and just, like, seeing it with so many other females in the industry, it's, I don't know how you stand there and go, oh, yeah, this is fine. And I get to this point where I'm just, I get really saddened by this, because it's I love this industry, man, but.
Yeah.
If you love something, you gotta see its flaws, and we definitely have our flaws. We get, you know, too fanboyish. We fight for the wrong causes, and you know, when it's causes that actually matter, I feel like people just turn away from it.
Yeah,
you know, the thing that I forgot to say and I wanted to say in that show, at least I think I forgot, is that, like, I see some people that argue with their own community mid-show. I see people that, you know, their community's just nasty because they're nasty people. Like, your community's reflective of who you are and what you invite in. And look, like, we're pretty laissez-faire, treat others with respect, and we're good. And what I love about our community is that during that whole rant, it was not a, there's something wrong here. Because I think we've carved something really nice, you know?
Agreed.
I don't know. But Kyle, you said, listen, hey, this is post-show, baby. They already got all this, you know? Yeah. They want to see us get crazy, dude. Nope. You said you had a topic
I do, and I'm realizing, I don't know how... Is post-show still video?
No, it's only audio.
It's only audio. Okay, so I don't know if this is going to work directly, but I can... What I'll do is I'll narrate it for you. I want to show you this video that I saw on Twitter.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen it yet, but it's like, do you know those...
I could play it here, because it's not going to go to YouTube or anything, so...
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to... I'll share my screen with you over Discord so you can see it, because I already have it up. But, like, you know those international... commercials for, like, a product that are just really sad.
Oh God!
Like, where it shows, like, you know, a dad struggling to find food for his family, and he's working really hard, but it's an ad for, like, Oreos or something weird out of left field.
Yes,
this is one of those, and it's so weird. I need your take on this, Joe.
I think I know what you're gonna show me, but okay, let's
see. Oh, really? Okay, I'm gonna share my screen.
Okay.
All right, and then what I'm going to do is...
Okay, the ending of this. It blew my mind.
Yeah, oh, you saw the ending of it. Okay.
But, like, I don't know the build-up.
So I'm gonna narrate it through the subtitles for you. Yeah. It's a boy and his mother. Those are the two characters.
Okay.
So he's walking in through the door, looking very sad, with his backpack on his back. Sits down very quietly. Mom? Yeah? Am I adopted? Huh? Who's telling you that? Everyone at school is making fun of me. They're saying I'm adopted. Sweetie, Didn't I tell you not to let what others say get to you? But Mom, tell me, Mom, and he's crying now, am I adopted? Huh? Mom, am I adopted? Huh? And he's taking off his shirt. Can you explain this, Mom? And he bends over. Can you explain why I have four glasses on my back, Mom?
What the fuck?
We've been hiding this from you for a long time, my child. And she's crying. But I think it's time for you to find out. And she's taking off her scarf. The boy has four drinking glasses embedded in his back, by
the way. It's kind of disturbing.
She's taking off her head.
What the fuck?
She puts ice cubes in the boy's back. He reacts to it like it's orgasmic. And then she bends over and she has an RC Cola bottle underneath her head and is filling the glasses on his back with RC Cola. As long as it's RC Cola, it's good. That's the advertisement. And then the family is drinking from the kid's back.
What in the...
With giant straws.
That is on a Kojima level...
That's PT. That's Silent Hills. I saw that. I was like, I don't know. I don't know how that worked on the post show, but it is disturbing.
It is disturbing. Like, that is some Death like, Stranding shit I just
straight
saw. She
just straight up just lifts her head up, and it's just a bottle of RC Cola. Which, who talks about RC Cola anymore?
I don't know. But I miss RC Cola now that we're talking about it. Easy, like, so back in the 90s, that was a good alternative.
Who?
And I think it's at White Castle. I think RC's at White Castle, or was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I just want to know who thought that was a good idea. In what meeting?
Whose eyeballs
was, did this pitch? Is that Nick Scarpino? Oh, I forgot I was sharing the screen. Yeah, that's Nick Scarpino. Like, whose pitch was, you know what? We're going to do a kid. He's upset. He's adopted. He thinks he's adopted, right? Everyone's making fun of me. He's going to take his shirt off, and there's four glasses growing out of his back. And his mom is actually an RC Cola. And the family drinks from the boy's back at the end of the thing.
Also...
And are you drinking their mother in that scenario? Is that like...
Right. And are other people also RC Cola?
Right? Because are there other brands?
Yeah, like... Because, like... They're adopted. He doesn't, you know, like, that's not his, you know, or, well, it is his family, but, like, not his birth mother, because if it was his birth mother, would she also have those four glasses on her back? And that's the thing that's distinguishing?
And at the end, she's also drinking the RC Cola that she poured in the boy's back, so she's drinking herself? And like you said, are other people have, like, other brands? Yeah. Let's say, like... His friend Jared down the street, he takes his leg off and it's Mr. Pibb? Is that the world we're living in here?
Kyle, if I could take my leg off and turn it into Mr. Pibb, that's reverse diabetes. You know what I mean? Like, that is, sure. It's a release valve. That is...
Yeah, like, I don't... I wonder how much he got paid or that person got paid for that.
Not a lot, I can tell you that.
Oof.
What? There's just so many questions. Like, again, like, is that society now just a bunch of RC Cola?
Yeah,
Mother's blood or is that her breast milk? Theoretically,
I don't know.
What's the anatomy now looking like there? Like,
it's baffling. What I should do is hold on for listeners out there. If you want to actually view this.
I don't know if you do. Because, again, when you see the glasses that are fused to this kid's back.
You need to look up the Twitter user at Nash 076. Okay. At Nash 076. If you want to see it, you'll know which one it is.
Yeah. It was a Mexican commercial as well. So it's not like a. You know. Yeah. So it's. I'm assuming Mexican because. I know in Mexico they have the glass bottles of Coke where they use actual like cane sugar, and that's just dope. You know?
I don't like that, actually. Huh. I like Coke in glass bottles, but I feel like with the cane sugar, it's too sweet for me.
I remember as a kid, you're like, it's like, I'm practically drinking beer because beer comes in glasses. So you're like,
yeah, right?
As a kid, you got your little foldable SpongeBob chair and you're like, drinking it on the porch. You're like, yeah, I'm pretty much an adult now. Ugh, long day. Oh, first grade. Oh, I learned cursive. It was killer.
Man, tough day on the playground today.
Yeah.
Bob broke his arm, fell from the monkey bars.
Yeah, I scored. I scored 4 points in kickball. Yeah.
I got one less tater tot on my lunch tray. It was rough.
Yep. SpongeBob is on 30 minutes. Got some time to kill. After that, I'm going to take a nap. And Mom made me chicken nuggies, so I'm going to snack on them.
Yeah.
Kyle, I got a question. Speaking of kickball.
Yeah.
Is that like a universal thing as kids?
Kickball?
Yeah. Like, we love that shit as a kid.
Yeah. It's still... Like, we play a ton of it at summer camp. Like, that is what all the kids want to do, because I don't think they play it a lot in school.
Okay.
I think when it comes to recess, it's like it's so funny how when you're out of that world, because like you're just a kid normally, if you're not in the education field, you don't notice this, but like just how segmented it is when they're so young. Like all the boys are over throwing a football and tackling each other. All the girls are on the playground or on the swings, and the boys that don't want to play sports are, you know, somewhere else doing something, like playing Power Rangers or with toy dinosaurs or whatever.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Just, that it's was all, my
thing. Yeah, right. Yeah. It just it's not. There's no like big group game at recess, which is what we did when I was in Catholic school.
I remember one of the most devastating kid things as a kid was the elimination of kickball once I got to middle school. Yeah. It was like, okay, well, this just fucking sucks. Like, I think that was the first step of me realizing, you know, once you get to a certain age, it's nothing but downhill from here. They took away kickball, death to me.
And I used to love dodgeball in middle school.
I was about to say.
Things got real.
Kyle, and here's the word. You can really take a look at America's decline when they said no more, you know, dodgeball in schools.
Oh, I was grateful when dodgeball was over in gym class in high school.
Really?
I'll tell you why. We had a dick gym coach. He was a huge dick. He would give us tennis balls to use for dodgeball, and he would make the teams and put all the athletic baseball players and football players on one side and all of us non-super athletic people on the other side. And it was a massacre. Yeah. The amount of times I've had a tennis ball straight in between the eyes and just have the imprint of the two lines just right there all day long is insane.
See, you played snowball fight, which, wrong. Because snowball fight's when you get all these little fuzzy things. They're like little big pieces of fuzz. Yeah. And you lob them at them. And when it hits you, it's not that bad. And like, if you catch it, that person's out. That was fine. I was really going to catch him. Any balls coming in my direction?
That doesn't sound like it hurts, Joe.
It didn't. It was so much fun. And then they made little barricades. And then again, the day that happened was the day that the American Empire started to crumble. Because seriously, I was like, what's here? And then, honestly, dodgeball and let's get real with each other here. When they're just like, we're not going to use rubber balls. I'm like, now we're just, all these kids are getting soft. All these kids. You know what? Nothing was a better sound, Kyle. I know, I'm going to sound like a real piece of shit.
I know where you're going with this.
When you get a fastball right to the face, you hear the douche.
Yeah, it's a good sound. The guy's head
goes back, you're like, ugh. Like, that person definitely has whiplash sometimes.
It's a cool sound. With summer camp, dodgeball is like being played every day at our summer camp because the kids don't get it. And what we do is, or what I do, because I've been there for a very long time, I was the camp director for like 8-9 years. I was in charge of the older kid group from grades 4 through 6. When they wanted to do dodgeball, I was like, okay, fine. You want to do dodgeball? You have to do all the kids versus all the staff. And this is, if you can beat us, then we'll do kid-on-kid dodgeball. Yeah. But until then, you have to avoid us chucking the balls as hard as possible at you.
Oh, shit.
It became that kind of thing. There were a lot of very competitive kids who were like, bring it on. And they would whip it right back at us. It stung a couple of times.
Yeah.
But there were a couple of times where I threw it a little too hard. Like, I didn't try to kill them. Like,
oh, no, I'm competitive. I'll fucking kill
them. Let me put the record straight there. I wasn't trying to injure these kids throwing dodgeballs at them. But I wanted them to feel a little bit of fear as the balls were coming towards them. But there was this one time I chucked it real hard because one of the kids was making me mad. He was a bully. And I wanted him to go, but my supervisor wouldn't let that happen. She was just like, give him a second chance. And that second chance turned to 8 separate times. And he would bully kids. He bullied our autistic camper. Just like, I wanted to. So we played a game of dodgeball. And I whipped it real hard at him. Real hard. And Cho, this is a memory that flashes in my head every time I play dodgeball. And reminds me to not go as hard. It's a little funny.
Okay.
Ball's going across. It's about to hit him, right?
Yeah.
And then the tiniest first grader starts walking across the court because he got out from another person. And just that sound you were talking about was not even the side of the face. He turned and looked right at the ball as he was coming in and just... Wham! And you heard
opera music.
Down he went, Joe. I knocked the headphones off my head because I was simulating it. And immediate tears. And I ran over. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Please. I'm so sorry.
You got a call from a parent that day.
No, I was the one in charge. So I had to tell the parent that I hit your child with the dodgeball in the face. And luckily, all the parents were super cool. And so I was like, I didn't mean to, honestly.
If that was me, like, and we're getting ready, like, you guys got to face me. And then as we're about to, like, roll, I'll look at the biggest one. I'm like, all right, who's got the bags? Because we're putting these little fucking kids in body bags today. And I want, like, straight face, you know? I'm taking a kid to task there. Little Jimmy does not even have a chance.
Kid games get competitive.
I remember in volleyball, there was this one chick named Olivia, and she took things way too far. Mm-hmm. I remember my one friend Nick was right beside me. He was just like, "Dude, I'm so had it with fucking Olivia's shit. Like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not gonna play. Like, I'm gonna like just let the ball fall." And he did that 4 or 5 times. And Olivia just starts reaming him like, hey, come on, Nick, you stupid shit. And he's like, Olivia, it's fucking volleyball, you dumb idiot. It's like, it's high school volleyball. There are no stakes. I always hated the people that took it too far that weren't even good. Like, Olivia was like captain of the volleyball team. So like, she has a status to uphold in that society that is high school. But, like, everybody else, I'm like, I'm just here to lob it over.
I am sort of competitive when it comes to sports because I did play basketball and baseball when I was younger for many years. So I don't like to toot my horn, but I was pretty damn good at both of them.
Yeah.
Even as a big guy, like, I'm not anymore. I was surprisingly quick. Mm-hmm. And so, like, in gym class, I would like to show off and prove all these kids on the basketball team, like, hey, you're not all that. Like, I can fucking take you down if I want to.
Yeah.
And there was a moment in football. We were outside. We were playing. And I got picked to be on the team with a lot of the varsity football players. Uh-huh. I never got any balls thrown to me, whatever. I was a joke.
Yeah.
This one time, we were facing the other team with the other football players. And I guess the football players were like, you know what, this should be funny. Let's throw it to Kyle. Let's see what happens when we throw it to Kyle. Because our coach let us tackle the other team.
Ooh.
So, like, let's see what happens. They throw it to me, and I take off running. And across from me was the varsity team's safety, who are, like, the hard-hitting defensive backs in the back of the – they stay all the way far back so they can run up and just hit you real hard. And I'm running full force. I'm like, all right, I'm going to show these guys to take me more seriously, because I'm not just some fucking fat kid who doesn't know how to play sports. And I did a juke. Do you know what a juke is, Joe?
It's a phone.
It's a phone. Absolutely.
Motorola phone. It was a Motorola juke, and it spinned sideways.
A juke is like when you fake going one way, and then you quickly...
You rope-a-dope.
Go the other direction. Yeah, you good old rope-a-dope. I did that. I planted my right foot, acted like I was going to go that way, and then quickly changed direction. And I literally made him slip and fall on his face, and I scored a touchdown. And the other team was like, oh, Kyle, we need to start incorporating more. You can play. Whoa. Then the rest of the year is just like, all right, we can trust Kyle. We want him on our team. Okay. And then we played a game called Speedball. Do you know Speedball, Joe?
It sounds familiar.
Also might be known as Murder Ball in some schools.
Oh, wait, is that where one team has the balls, the other team doesn't, and they just lob them, and then the other team has the ball? Like, if they catch it, they're out?
No.
All right, tell me what Murder Ball is.
At least this is what our school called it, or Speedball. You play it on soccer fields. If you kick it and it bounces one time, you're allowed to pick it up and run with it, and then it becomes football. If it bounces more than one time, you have to keep kicking it, and then it's soccer. And then when it gets inside the soccer box, it becomes all-out tackle. Like, if you're going to run it in, it's game time.
We had that, but it was like you had to, like stop in place or something like that. I forget. Okay. I forget what it was like. We had something very similar,
But there was another time where I was on the team opposite the football players, and a football player brought it into the box, and I fucking decked him. He was a giant dick. I took him out on the ground. He was on the ground for a couple minutes. I hurt him. And I was like, hell yeah. Everyone on my team was like, thank you, Kyle. We appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Jeremy's a dick.
he was.
Yeah.
He was someone that, which we found out later, he was on steroids for a very long time.
Like in high school, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah. I made that.
Again, high school, Jeremy. You don't need, if roids, it ain't that serious, you know?
No, it's not.
I remember, I remember there's a weight room. Our weight room was right next to the wood shop. The wood shop teacher did not like me at all.
Why?
I don't know. He gave me vibes. Not like creepy vibes, but like douchey vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like him. He was...
I get that.
Mm-mm. But why a weight room for these... what are we doing here? why do I need dumbbells? I'm 15 years
what
old.
What are we doing here? Also, on that note, like...
I'm not here to get shredded. I'm here to learn.
You know? On the other side of things, when it comes to gym specifically, in high school...
Yeah.
Why the hell are there showers? What school makes kids shower after gym class? We never did, thank God. Because that's like... Technically, everyone in high school is a minor. So why have a situation where you're getting naked to shower yourself in front of other people?
I remember in high school, because like the showers worked, but like no one really used them. But then, like, one, it was very strange. One day in, like, senior year, everybody was super excited. They were like, they literally planned out a day, like, we're all going to shower with each other. We're like, and I'm like, no, we're not.
No, yeah, no.
I'm not prepared to see this much dong at such a young age, you know? And unfortunately, saw too much of some of my friends that day. But it's like, first off, why are you so excited for that? Why are you planning it out?
Yeah.
It also reminds me of how regressive, like, speaking of, like, yeah, like, there's kids in there. Because I remember we had one teacher who, she was bisexual. And, or, like, that was the rumor or something like that. But I think there was credibility to that because, like, there was talk of, like, well, should she be in the changing room with other women type of thing? And so, like, she was very much breaking a glass ceiling. I wish her the best. I hope she you know, again, like, got somewhere where she was fucking respected. But, like, that was... bringing up that really did bring up that thought of us, like, man, there was some old way of thinking back then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I would... No, just... And also, the locker room... This will like date me as well. Just smelled like Axe body spray.
Hell yeah, it did.
Because that's what anybody. That was like when Axe was like a first like a thing.
Yeah.
And we were like, and it was just we thought we smelled so good, but we just smelled like Ace Chemicals, you know, mm-hmm. like we were the Joker coming out, and like, oof, God, Jim was, and then we had health class. Why was that part of the, why was that part of gym?
You know what was some of my favorite days looking back at gym class mm-hmm. was the days where it's so stupid thinking about it. Mm. But there were days where we would have to take a written test in gym class about the sports we were playing, and coach just literally throws the test at us in pencils and like, all right, go find a spot on the floor of the gym and do the tests on the floor of the gym.
What the fuck?
And just how ridiculous that was.
Yeah. I will say, shout out to Woj. Woj, you were awesome, man. He was our freshman gym teacher. He was one of the coolest guys. Because no matter what, he was like nice to everybody. Even if he did dog shit in dodgeball, he'd say, like, hey, Jimmy, you did good. You did good. I saw you did the best you can do. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That's nice. It was always also weird in health class. I don't know, like, you had the CPR class.
Uh-huh. I didn't do that in health.
No, we did that. It's like, first off, if you're relying on me to save a life, and I'm 14, you're done. Like, sorry. You know? Uh-huh. I'm inept. And, like, they made you, again, the doll, there's this weird thing you put on the mouse and nobody gets, you know, gross on each other.
Yep.
And, like, you had to do it in front of the whole class.
Yeah.
It's like, why?
Even today, Joe, because I have to get certified for summer camp, and our instructor makes us do it in front of everybody, and I fucking hate it. The worst part is, you know, big man. Yeah. I like wearing my shorts and my pants at a certain spot, so it doesn't constrict my stomach. And sure, maybe some crack will show when I bend over. Sure. I try to limit it.
Yeah.
But there was a time where I bend down to do CPR, and I go around, like, I have a wall, right, between my ass crack and the wall.
Good
and
plan.
She was like, no, you have to do it on the other side. And everyone was standing to look at my back as I was bending over. And as I'm doing, I was like, oh my God, I feel the breeze. I know it's out. I know you can see my crack. I'm sorry. And I kept trying to adjust it and pull my shirt down and pull my pants up, whatever. And then I get back and somebody makes a comment like, Kyle, there's the thing called a belt, Kyle. Hey, Kyle. Get a belt, man. It's like, fuck off, dude. That's why.
Well, I would have told the lady, hey, listen, if I do it this way, you're gonna see all of it.
She didn't care. First of all, this is my eighth time taking the CPR test. Yeah. I know how to fucking do CPR.
Yeah.
Just let me go about. Let me take the fucking test and let me go, please.
Yeah. Oh shit! Was it? Well, if you had that embarrassing stuff, I'll show you this.
Well, before you get that one, I had another embarrassing thing with health class.
Oh, please go.
Where it's sixth grade, this is why it shocks me that I'm talking for people to listen to hear my voice on a podcast. I was picked to read an essay, and I don't remember what the essay was about at all. I get up in front of sixth grade class because the teacher made us stand in front of everybody to read the paper, which I would never make a student do ever, because that shit's stressful. I got up there and I started reading it, and I have no idea why I just started crying. This was sixth grade. This was my second year in public school. I was in Catholic school until fourth, so still kind of new, still very shy, kept to myself, didn't really have a strong group of friends yet. And I'm up there with all the popular kids in health class, all the cute girls. And I'm crying over a fucking health paper that I can't read. I ran out of the room, and then I had to just go to the and hang out in the bathroom for like 10 minutes. And then I sheepishly walked back in the room, and the health teacher was like, you good, Kyle? And I started crying, and she's like, just go sit down. And I just sat down, and the rest of the class, everyone was looking and laughing at me. I was like, fuck this shit. I hate it.
You know the one thing I'm never going to do? This.
Yeah,
and definitely on a weekly basis.
Yep.
Never going to put myself out there emotionally for people.
Never.
Never.
Ever.
Funny, like, for me, I think podcasting helped me a lot for like deal with that. Because, like, in college, I'm like, every time they're like, Joe, you're talking. You're talking for us. I'm like, all right. I'm going to put this fucking presentation in a body bag twice. Twice in one show. Like, my final presentation that I was super nervous for, oh my God. People were just like, oh, shit. Every time that, like, there had to be... I'm a beast at PowerPoint. There's a PowerPoint presentation. Joseph is just like Michael Jordan, nothing but net. I'm nailing it every time. For me, though, here's an embarrassing thing that happened to me. All right, this is in college. This is my third to last semester. Okay. I think around there. Yeah. Or second to last, actually. And it was like you have to like shake hands with someone. It was just like how you, it's pretty much like the whole class was like how to nail an interview. Mm-hmm. I nailed it. Like I shook her hand, but she kept looking down at me. I'm like, hi, nice to meet you, miss. Hi, nice to meet you. And she was sitting down, but she kept on looking down. I'm like, what's this all about? And we had to wear business attire. Usually I'm rocking sweatpants and shorts. Yeah. So what's the one thing that I'm usually not worried about when I'm wearing khakis? A fly. My fly was out, y'all.
Oh, no.
She saw what I was rocking. She was not impressed. Because I was like, something felt breezy down there. So when I sit back down, I'm like, oh, fuck. And I just zipped out. Literally, like, out of classes, whatever. It went to the bathroom, you know, like, zipped back up. So, oh, fuck. Like, usually, like, thankfully, like, my shirt was covered in the business. The danger zone. But, yeah, that was super embarrassing. Oh, and I lived with that. It's one of those things when, like, you're when you're about to go to sleep, it's like, oh, remember that embarrassing thing 2 years ago?
It keeps you up at night. There's every embarrassing moment. There's the me crying in front of health class. There's what I said on my first date ever in high school with my soon-to-be junior prom date. Like, we went out on a date afterwards or something like that, or before, whatever it was. We went to a movie, and she showed up in the car with three of her girlfriends and then just me. First of all, she picked me up, which is not the... Like, old school ways, like, the boys are supposed to go pick up the girls. No. So it's that they're already a little bit embarrassing, even though that's an old school way of thinking.
Right.
And second, she's in a car full of her friends, and it was just me. Very awkward situation. And then when she drops me off afterwards, she was just, like, saying something like, oh, we should do this again, had a fun time. I go in and give her a hug or whatever. And she said something else. I go, oh, well, there you go. And then I walked in the house. Like, the phrase, there you go, haunts me.
You want to hear my embarrassing?
Haunts me, Joe. Because
you talk about embarrassing first dates. Mine when I was in high school. And this is where, like, after this point on, this regret lives with me. So it's like, I'm always like, Joe, just risk it for the biscuit, you dumb idiot. You got this far. What's the worst that's going to happen? I went on a date with this chick, and I had a car. It was pretty cool. I had a Jetta. It took her to the Palisades Mall in New York. We walked around. We had a good time. Yeah, ooh, just got it going on. Go back to the Jersey land. We go to Duncan. Everything's going right. And then, like, we go into, like, the woods area, and we're holding hands. And I forget what the conversation was. Mm-hmm. It's about something about kissing. And... Like, it was obvious to set up to, so you want to make out? And I said something along the lines, yeah, that'd be neat. Listen, I gotta go. I was too nervous.
I totally get that. I'm sorry for laughing, but the phrase of, yeah, that'd be neat. Gotta go.
Yeah, that'd be neat. So anyway.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
That's... God, why am I such a fuck up at dating?
Why is that a thing? That's the title of the
episode. It lives with me. God, that'd be neat is such a great phrase to say that'd be neat. In any situation. Yeah, that'd be neat.
Because, and like, here's my thing, and everybody, like, I, for a long time, it was like, listen, I know what I am. I'm large. Yeah. I'm in charge. Let me go for people that are way out of my league.
Sure.
And she was... Whew, shout out to you. You know who you are. I don't know if I'm allowed to say her name. I mean, it's probably whatever. She's a mother now. Rachel. Oh, my goodness, Rachel. You were in Teen Joe's thoughts, you know? She was like my first big crush. And so I was like, oh, my God, I'm nailing this. And then, yeah, that'd be neat. And ever since then, it's like, no, just swing for the fences, Joe. What's the worst that's going to happen? Denial? Absolutely. A lot? All the time.
I'm a very visual person, so seeing you in the woods with a very attractive woman,
yeah,
and just I can visualize you go, yeah, that'd be neat, and you turn around and you bolt.
Yep.
See you later.
See ya. So you're just gonna leave me here? You're not gonna drive me home?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, that'd be neat.
That'd be neat.
I needed that laugh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad I can give it for you, you know? That's
oh, man.
That's it. And you know what? What a great way. This was a very long one of these. A
long push show, yeah.
But honestly, it was fantastic. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah.
So what are we naming this one?
What are we naming this
episode? High School Regrets. I think that's it.
Want to hear our most embarrassing moments? Yeah, that'd be neat.
Our high school regrets. Oh, everybody, that has been the Trophy Room Post Show. Honestly, I'd buy that for $1. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, my goodness. Only here on Patreon. With all that said, with all that out of the way, everybody, we love you. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye. That'd be neat.
That'd be neat.